This portion of the WEL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Elyria is presented by Murray Ridge Center, celebrating National Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. Murray Ridge Center helping people for a lifetime. And we have with us Jody Dennis, who is a community employment director with Murray Ridge. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
She's part of that staff. You know, whenever Murray Ridge sometimes goes, they say she's closed, but staff must report. You're one of those type of people, right?
Correct. That's our school, and I work in the adult program at our opportunity vocational centers, and we're usually open with no transportation, meaning the buses aren't running. But if somebody wants to come in and they have their own transportation, they're more than welcome to come in because staff will be there.
And that's what some people think about. You know, there's a school where you have the younger children learning, and then you also have the part where you have the employment as well, too. Right?
Correct. We have our opportunity vocational centers, and we also have the community employment program, and I'm the community employment director.
What are some of those responsibilities then?
Our main responsibility is to find employment in the community. Currently, we have over 275 individuals working in the community, either through our enclave program, competitive employment, or volunteering, or a combination of the three of those.
Where might they be working?
They could be working at McDonald's. They could be working at, we have several cleaning crews. Some go to FAA in Oberlin, FAA in Cleveland. We also have manufacturing sites that we take groups of individuals out to and perform a variety of tasks. CDI and Avon is one of those. We also have our more competitive employment through a variety of places.
Now, when you have probably somewhat of a pipeline of organizations that have had employment through you, and the workers have done good jobs and they're looking for more, or they have other people that move on.
Correct.
But you also probably are trying to recruit employment too, right? How do you go about doing that?
Correct. Well, first of all, the nationwide push right now is to increase the number of individuals working in the community. Governor Kasich signed the Employment First Initiative back in March of 2012 with the idea that community employment is the preferred outcome for individuals with developmental disabilities. And this initiative focuses on the belief that every person has skills, abilities, and talents to enrich the community and people around us. What we are doing to help with this right now is we've hired a new marketing job placement specialist to network with employers in the community and increase employment opportunities throughout the county. And we also have partnered with Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities to assist with finding employment for over 35 individuals. We have a certain number of referral slots through the Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities that we can refer individuals to.
Well, I think you mentioned that you have nearly 300 placed.
Correct.
Right now.
Correct.
Is that number consistent with previous levels, or how does that stack up?
We continue to increase over the years. You know, it ebbs and flows, but usually we see an increase every year.
Does something like what you do, is that affected by the way the job market's going? Because just the job market in general, unemployment is up. Does that have a sort of a ripple effect to your placement too?
It does. We, you know, when the economy is down, obviously we're not finding as many jobs as, you know, just like everybody else. We, you know, it's hard to find jobs for everybody, and when we have people with skills that are a specific skill set, then, you know, it's more difficult to find jobs.
Your clients, the people looking for work, mm-hmm. What's the typical age range?
We serve individuals 18 to infinity, basically, as long as they want to work.
That's how Bruce Infinity.
They've got a magic pill if there's infinity involved in this.
Yeah,
like
no, they, until they decide they want to retire, so.
And, of course, I think March is National Developmental Disabilities Month as well. Is there things that because of that awareness, do you kind of try to increase the involvement or the communication with the community like you are doing today, or
absolutely getting the word out? Yes, we have flyers posted throughout the community. We do things like this, or we're constantly promoting our program and trying to get the word out about individuals with developmental disabilities.
What becomes your biggest obstacle then when trying to convince an employer that here's an employee that could work for you? Getting past the stigma of developmental disabilities, what the employer may have, what burden it may put on the employer, what kind of things do you do to kind of explain the situations for them?
Well, I think some employers think that there's going to be more work involved with training an individual with developmental disabilities. We have a job coaching program where when an individual gets a job in the community, we send a job coach with them to do the initial training, and they work with them until they feel that they've gotten the task that they need to accomplish down. And if something comes up where the employer thinks that we need to come back out and assist them with other duties, or maybe they're not performing at the rate that they used to, we'll go back out and retrain that individual.
What kind of feedback then do you have from some of those employers who have taken somebody from one of your clients?
They're very happy with us, and a lot of times if you know, if somebody retires or they move on to another position, we can usually go in and backfill that position with another consumer from our program.
Because as an employer, you want somebody who shows up on time, does their work, works well with others, that type of thing. So those are skills as well that you probably teach or instill in the individuals too.
Correct. We do that. And our consumers are very dependable, and they're qualified workers as well.
Sounds great. Our guest today has been Jody Dennis. If people want to find out more about Murray Ridge Center, the employment, that type of thing, what's the best way for them to do that?
Our phone number is 440-324-4993, or you can visit us at murrayridgecenter.org.
Sounds very much. Jody Dennis, thanks for stopping in this morning again.
Thank you for having me.
National Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month is this month, and we want to thank Murray Ridge for their participation in our Spotlight on Elyria.